Gary Kaplan is the chairman and CEO of Virginia Mason. Jack Silverson is the founding partner of Amicus, and they have just given an hour-long session here at Quality 2019 entitled Engaged Physicians Transform Care. Gary, I wanted to start by asking you, why is it so hard to get doctors involved in quality improvement?
Well, I think that we've been trained in traditional methods that focus on autonomy, do not focus on teamwork, focused on maintaining the status quo and on building skills and technical proficiency, but the world around us has changed. And so I think one of the challenges is actually finding ways to engage doctors so that they feel what we feel and what many leaders feel is that we need to have more urgency. And so finding ways to create urgency, I think, is going to be critically important. I think that we have to find ways to move from the status quo, and that's going to be shining a bright light on our strengths, but also our weaknesses, our defects, and our opportunities.
Jack, I tweeted during your talk that, geez, this guy's a bit down on doctors.
Oh, really?
He paints a depressing picture of what doctors are like. And actually, I had quite a few doctors responding, saying, no, I agree with some of these slides that you're sharing. He's got the point. Doctors are hard to work with. Doctors don't accept leadership. Is it the doctors that need to change, or is it the environment and the systems they're working in?
Well, first of all, without being defensive, I have to say, I don't think I'm down on doctors or depressed by doctors at all. In fact, I'm very empathetic toward doctors, and I'm very supportive of doctors. I think we've created the environment for them to continue to do what they're doing. We've enabled the behavior. We've not invested the time to help them really think about the future and what their role needs to be. If I had had one more minute in there, what I would have said is, everything we talked about today on the adaptive side requires reflection and dialogue. There's no productivity immediately in that. But until we invest in that kind of real deep thinking and conversation, we keep going back to the same old, same old. And so I have tremendous empathy, and I think it's very sad that we're not creating the environments where doctors can really discover their strengths to contribute in a new world. It will happen, because the younger generation is coming from a different place. But for the senior people, I think that's very, very, very disappointing.
I think your point, Jack, sometimes we have to take time.
Exactly.
There's an old saying, sometimes you have to go slow to go fast. And so taking the time to engage, ensure that doctors share the urgency, understand the vision of where we're going together, these things take some time. But once you do it, once you engage and create that time, then you can really accelerate and move very fast.
Well, Gary was describing the compact work and the vision work. He talked about involving everybody. Well, that's a huge investment. So that if we're going to invest it, let's make sure it's not superficial, the conversations are real, and that we then start to move forward with what we learn from those conversations. That's different than the way it is in most organizations, where it's, you know, it's the flavor of the month, and then there's the crisis of the year. Gary's been saying, I mean, you've dealt with a lot of change and pressures all through these 20 years.
We've learned every step of the way. We're doing it right.
But you've never taken your eye off the ball.
We know where we're going.
That's the thing. Never taking the eye off the ball.
You guys have got decades of experience in this area.
Well, I'm so young. Your listeners can't see.
It's great to see the energy amongst the young people here.
This is what I'm going to ask you. What excites you most about the way clinical leaders develop and the way quality improvement develops over the next 20 years?
Yeah. Well, I think it's around passion. And I think it's leveraging the passion that's very visible at this conference. That in our work with the Virginia Mason Institute, we're seeing in other organizations, the younger generations, they want to do the right thing. They may be different, perhaps, that they have parts of their lives that are more as important as their careers, unlike our generation, perhaps.
Healthy, perhaps.
That's healthy. Maybe that helps build the ability, as we heard this morning, to marry compassion and technology. So I'm very excited about the future. I think the best days of medicine are ahead of us, not behind us.
Right. No, I would agree totally. And I think that the young people also have a pragmatic sense of wanting that balance. And if you want balance, you have to practice in a different way. And the whole idea of standard care and all of that relieves doctors from carrying that burden when they leave, knowing that their patients will get the best care. So I think we're positioned to go forward in a very good way. But I feel for the senior doctors, it would be great if they could actually make some of this transition, in part because they have a lot to contribute, and in part they should feel that their careers were meaningful and that it ends up in a good place.